Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how David in the Old Testament, King David, strengthened himself. Now, this speaks of a time before David was actually the king, but it's a beautiful passage. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, where we read, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." David and his men returned from a three-day march and found their city burned and their families gone. Amalekite raiders did to David's city what David and his men had done to many of the surrounding villages, and it was a catastrophe. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4 says, "Then David and all the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept, and they until they had no more power to weep." They wept because it seemed that all was lost. At this point, David had nothing more to support him. No one in Israel could help him. The Philistines didn't want him. His family was gone, and all that he owned was gone. Even his friends turned against him. We read in our verse that the people spoke of stoning him. Now, David did not weep only because everything and everyone was lost. He also wept because he knew that he was at least in some way responsible for it. No wonder David was greatly distressed. He was about as low in his backslidden state as a man could be. David was like the prodigal son in the pig pen. Then the phrase from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 shines through. "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Notice that it was David who strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David was backslidden. He was wayward. But he also now was completely broken and ready to be filled. Notice that David strengthened himself in the Lord as God. He received the strength and let it flow through himself, and he was bold enough to ask for it and receive it from God. Before this, he didn't see himself as weak, but coming home to a burned out ghost town, David knew that he was weak and that he needed God's strength. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He didn't wait for someone else to strengthen him. He didn't say, "Well, Lord, if you want to strengthen me, that's fine. I'll just wait here until you do it." No, David knew that the Lord's strength was there for those who wait upon it. So he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. God's strength was there for David all the time. But at that moment, he took it for himself and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Notice also that David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. This wasn't an empty promise of positive thinking. This was the strength of the living God making itself real in the heart of a hurting man. This was strength for recognition, strength for brokenness, strength for repentance, strength for determination to win back what the enemy had stolen. This is the same strength that would eventually raise Jesus from the dead. Now, later on, David strengthened himself in the Lord as God with very specific steps, and you can think about that on your own. But today, don't wait. God's strength is ready to strengthen you. Ask him for it and receive it by faith.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.